I formation. Adrian, the tailback, gets the call. Scoots up the middle to the 30. Heads near side, gets a block at the 25. Breaks a tackle at the 20. Spins away from another at the 15. A all day 10K.
As previewed, we welcome you back to Vikings Game Plan and the Xfinity Studios for the Xfinity Player Breakdown with the MVP, Adrian Peterson. Happy holidays, my friend.
Likewise.
The Baltimore Ravens, tell me if you like knowing stuff like this or if you're like, I couldn't care less. It doesn't matter. The Baltimore Ravens have only allowed 2 rushing touchdowns the entire year. Is it like big deal or is it like, okay, I see why?
It's like big deal.
Right.
But, you know, I can see why as well when I watch film. The front line is stout, you know, and those guys do a good job of controlling the run. You know, overall, they have a good defense that runs to the ball, and, you know, they're built to stop the run. But that's a challenge for us.
The MVP leads the NFL in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. We know that. Do you feel like you're having a season that is up to par for you?
Not really. You know, you think about the record, 3-8-1, it's definitely not up to par, you know. But when you look personally, you know, people out there will say, oh, well, he's having a good season, but you know, I would give that up to be in the hunt for the playoffs.
Individually, off the nice game you had against the Bears, the team's run for nearly 500 yards the last 2 games. Individually, do you feel, because of whatever nagging injury you may have at this time of the year, are you leaving anything on the field?
Taking it for what it is when I'm out there, you know, I'm laying it all out there, you know. I can say that I haven't been 100%, you know, but when I'm out there, I'm giving all that I have, so I'll take that for what it is.
But do you look back at some runs and you see some 20s and 30s and think, wow, if I didn't feel this or feel that, that could have been a 60, 70, or an 80?
Oh,
is
yeah.
That how it is right now?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's exactly how it is. You know, it's been several plays over the past 3 weeks that I've been like, wow, you know, if I was, you know, where I wanted to be, you know, it would have been a different outcome, but, you know. Like I said, I'll take it for what it is for now, man.
At this stage of your career, given where you are physically at this stage of the season, are there any other different moves or anything you're doing differently during the course of games, trying to find different ways to break tackles or maybe burst clear?
Not really. You know, one thing that I've noticed that I'm doing a better job of is just being more patient, you know, And, you know, sometimes I like to kind of take things in my own hand and get ahead of myself, you know, so now I'm kind of slowed down and, you know, I'm able to see things clear and I'm able to, you know, make a cut and get upfield instead of, you know, shuffling my feet a lot and then cutting and bursting and doing a lot of stuff that I normally do when I'm 100%.
How difficult has the 3-8-1 been on you?
It's been difficult, you know, but, you know, the guys in a locker room, you know, definitely have made it better, you know, in a sense, because, you know, guys are still fighting and guys are still going out there, you know, competing. And, you know, we have fun in the locker room as well. So, you know, when you have guys that have that type of mindset and attitude, you know, it kind of licks your wounds a little bit.
Matt Cassel starts today. Is there any difference for you when Cassel starts compared to Ponder?
Not really, you know. You know, he goes out there and he does a good job with the receivers. And I would say that's probably the biggest, you know, difference. You know, the receivers, you know, the guys that he's throwing the ball to the most. When he throws it to me, it's 5-yard check down, you know, majority of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, handing it off. But, you know, you kind of get those reps, you know, in practice.
Are you seeing the same types of defenses this time of the year that you saw last year, the 8-9, sometimes 10 in the box?
Yeah.
and you still have to run into it sometimes, right?
Yeah, you know.
Like on that 4th and short in the Bears game, you went right, looked like you were going to rub off Carlson a little bit. Nothing was there, came back to the left. Charlie Johnson destroyed somebody, and you kind of took nothing and did what you do. You made a lot out of it.
Yeah, you know, you just got to take what they give you, you know, and take advantage of the opportunities, you know, when they come, you know. So I've pretty much accepted it, you know. 8-9 men for us sometimes, they throw 10 in there. You know, it's what I've been saying for years. So just take it for what it is.